This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Rumors spreading round in that Texas town. Try to check outside the games. And you know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you want to go to that full mile on the range.
Think about how diabolical the CDC is, where on the same day they admit that the vaccinated people are the ones causing the outbreak, and the vaccinated people are the ones causing the mutations of the COVID virus to make it more deadly. That's the CDC announcing it. CDC director now says new data shows breakthrough cases in vaccinated people can spread as much as virus as unvaccinated. And then they come out and say, but we need vaccine passports. That's the only path forward. So they admit the vaccine is not effective. They admit the vaccine is causing the spread to be worse, and then they come out and say the only answer is the vaccine. And that's Rochelle Walensky at the CDC. And then they even have the cojones to come out and say, well, we're going to do the masks again, but it's only going to be 2 weeks. 2 weeks to slow the spread. What was that, a year and a half ago? When does the pandemic ever end? Well, it never ends. Don't you see? The pandemic never ends. And for politicians and government bureaucrats, they love the pandemic because it gives them more power. And I guess to the brainwashed minions of the mainstream media and the Democrat Party, I guess they just like going along with the pandemic because even in their tiny little worthless lives, they feel that it gives them power over you. Oh, they can bitch at you if you don't get a vaccine. Oh, they can bitch at you if you don't wear a mask. And that's the greatest joy of their day. They love telling you to wear the mask. They love telling you to take that vaccine. So that's their empowerment. That's why they go along with it. They don't care that it's enslaving and killing them. They get empowered by it. Because they'd rather have that excuse to go out and dominate you than actually be free or stand up for freedom and truth themselves. CBS Sacramento. Higher COVID rate found in some counties with higher vaccination rate. Yep. Yep. And remember, we had the doctors on over a year ago and just consistently since then, all saying the same thing. If they roll out a vaccine for this, it's going to cause worse mutations. And now it is. Israel is a perfect example, and we covered it yesterday, how the CDC and the White House launch a travel advisory or announce a travel advisory from Israel, stage three, saying Israel's got way too big of an outbreak of COVID and Delta. So we're stopping anybody coming in from Israel. And then in the same interview or the same announcement, they say, but we need to do the exact same vaccine distribution that Israel had. So they admit the vaccine doesn't work. They admit Israel has a horrible outbreak and they ban travel from Israel. But then they say Israel's done a good job with the vaccines. Now, that's not even to mention the tremendous irony that the southern border is just wide open. And I've got another news story on that today, too. La Jolla police say hotel is housing migrants with COVID-19 released by Border Patrol. And the police chief comes out in a press conference and says, we had no idea that this was going on. Does somebody want to tell him? Does anybody want to tell him? Hey, buddy, I got bad news for you. There's dozens of hotels on the southern border of Texas that are filled with illegal immigrants that have COVID. And this has been going on for months. So hate to break it to you, bud, but we covered that months ago.
As we predicted, the globalists are now launching a new lockdown. The first one has already destroyed the third world, already caused over 20 million extra people to starve to death, and it's caused massive supply chain problems across the Western world. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time for you to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to ship while you still can at 2020 prices. We have the biggest, best company in the United States as our supplier. Their entire catalog is at InfoWarsStore.com. You get an additional 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, but only for one more week. They've told us you can extend it one more week, Alex, but that's it. They won't do this sale again until November, and then the food prices go up in 2022. This is insurance you can eat. It's the highest quality, hundreds of high-quality foods, 3 month, 6 month year supplies, all ready for you at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Again, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off on high quality durable food, ready to ship, but it ends in just 1 week, so take action now while you still can. Humanity is being held hostage. A worldwide medical tyranny controlled by the Fortune 500 and the UN is being permanently put in place. We must resist its criminal establishment of global dominance, or we will be slaves for generations. And more importantly, our children will be slaves. We are now at the crossroads. What if I told you that you could predict the future? What if I proved to you that if you do the right research, you can predict the future? And more importantly, you can change the future.
Don't need a mask. The mask is about compliance because they know Canadians like to do what they're told. So they tell you you have to wear a mask. Next, they're going to tell you you have to contact trace. Then they're going to tell you you have to take the vaccine. And because Canadians like to do what they're told, they're hoping that everyone just complies. And then guess what, kids? Once you take your vaccine, like a dumb person that doesn't know any better, they're going to tell you, sorry, the vaccine isn't as effective as we thought it was going to be. So now you still got to wear your mask, still got to get contact trace, still have all the restrictions and social distancing, and still take your vaccine. And then what did you get out of all of this? You got a whole year where you weren't allowed to travel, your business was closed, they took your rights and freedoms, they forced the vaccine on you, and what happened? The same amount of people died, everything is the exact same, and now they're going to put you back on lockdown and bring it all the way till July of next year so they can do the same thing again. Bring you from July, August, and September, getting you off lockdown, but just to bring you back on lockdown again. If you idiots haven't figured it out yet, it's a perpetual cycle that you never get out of, and it's a way to take your rights, your freedoms, close your business, take your wealth. Why? So you become dependent on government. Why? If you're independent, the government works for you like it's supposed to. If you depend on the government to give you a paycheck to feed your family every month because they closed your business on you, now the government doesn't work for you, the government rules you. So instead of a middle class, we have the government, upper class, and the lower class dependents that rely on the government to survive. In other words, we have a slave class.
The clip you just saw is from a year ago. It's Canadian activist Chris Skye. How was he able to specifically, exactly predict what would happen? And in the longer video, he specifically even predicted the time frames in which it would happen. Months and months before Chris Skye made his prediction, I made my own predictions that came 100% true. We'll play that clip in a few minutes. Again, how was I able to do that? Because the globalists do control the planet to a great extent. They set worldwide policy. I can't predict when my neighbor's going to have a heart attack. I can't predict if your fifth grader is going to break their arm in the next year falling out of a tree. Because those are little micro events. But when you talk about the big, giant events, the globalists really are in control of this planet. And we had all the documents and all the admissions from the United Nations and the Davos group from Klaus Schwab on their plan. They said once they got one lockdown in, they would then lighten the lockdown only to bring it back and over time tighten it down more and more and more till there were no freedoms left. And now they've come out. As of yesterday, the CDC, run by all the big Bill Gates and Fauci money, and have said, you are going to have to wear masks basically forever. Children, everybody else, and those that have been supposedly vaccinated against COVID-19 with these experimental shots, you are just as likely to transmit it to others, maybe even more likely to transmit new variants to others. How do you turn the entire planet Earth into a prison planet? you simply declare having a cold an act of terrorism. And they're saying that now. They're saying if you're not inoculated with this experimental shot, you're like a drunk driver. You're like a murderer. You're like a terrorist. And now Microsoft is putting out video games called Stay Homer, where the Chinese military and the U.S. military go around and kill peaceful protest men, women, and children because they're terrorists and super spreaders. This is the pretext to track and control you via a phone, via an app, that then becomes the cashless society and the worldwide program for the social credit score. And it's now official. And thousands of companies across the United States are now saying, you're not coming into our business, you're not coming into our hotel, you're not coming into our restaurant, you're not coming into this area unless you have had this injection into your body. And then it's expanding to other corporations, other businesses, and Biden's looking at mandating it for all federal employees. You can't do that. You can't mandate an approved FDA shot with all their problems in history in the federal law, Nuremberg Code. But this is experimental. This violates the very heart of the Nuremberg Code and our own federal and state laws. So we're at the crossroads, and they've lied to us at every step of the way. They're now saying, you got to wear masks forever. They're now saying, sorry, the vaccines don't work, but you got to have more vaccines. And people that have had the vaccines are just as likely or more so to give it to you. Oh, but then those that don't take it, you're even worse terrorist. You shouldn't have a job or even have your children. That's Kathleen Sebelius, Obama's former Health and Human Services head. This is all being announced by the mega corporations and by the blue cities and the blue states and other globalist enclaves around the world to hold humanity hostage and make us accept a worldwide ID tracking system on our phones, which Klaus Schwab and the UN admit, under the social credit score that they want to announce by next year, will track everywhere you go and what you do and every purchase you make and put it into your carbon score and tax you according to how much carbon you use. So this is the end game. Everything from this point on goes over the edge of a cliff. Everything accelerates now. This is all classically illegal. It's all classic tyranny. It's incredibly dangerous. And we need governors and legislatures and pastors and business owners and citizens to come up with a plan, maybe an upside-down flag of America or something, because we are in distress. And that upside-down flag means we understand what's going on. We understand humanity's under siege. And we understand this is all a scam and a fraud and a crisis they've created that's impossible to get out of. Because there's always going to be new flu viruses. There are always going to be new cold viruses. There's always going to be new coronaviruses. There's always going to be labs run by Fauci with new stuff to release. And now they've trained us to get on our knees and say that we're non-essential and go into our homes and just sit there while the Amazons and the Walmarts and the Targets take over. Because there's also that incentive. Depending on the corporation, the Fortune 100, during the last year and a half of global lockdowns, doubled their profits. Some of them doubled their overall stock value, and some tripled it. I mean, we're talking companies making hundreds of billions of dollars extra each. We're talking CEOs and owners whose wealth went up 50, 60, 70 billion apiece. Because they're set up in the infrastructure to keep operating. They're essential. They have the supply chains. But your small business, your community, your church are all going to fall apart. And here we're going to be in a depression and have them dictate to the social credit score and the universal income how we live our lives. They already admit that. If you don't take all these shots, you won't have a job. You won't get your welfare check. I mean, it's not coming. It's here. And how many times did I warn you over and over and over again? Because, again, it's in Operation Lockstep. It's in all their documents. They think we're so stupid they lay all this out. And really, if humanity puts up with this, don't we really deserve then what happens to us? So, yes, adults that go along with this and who don't care and who are so stupid win the Darwin Awards and deserve to be basically killed by these poison injections that we now know are designed to cause blood clots all over the body. But you know who doesn't deserve it? The children. The one-year-olds, the five-year-olds, the six-year-olds, the 10-year-olds. It's up to us to protect them and to lead them to the truth. And we have a responsibility, all of us, to start having a discussion about what do we do when the globalists are casting us as the criminals, casting us as the dirty humans that got to cover our ugly faces and that are germ spreaders, when all the studies show that 99% of the time our germs sharing that makes us healthier. And if you're not exposed to other people's germs, you get sick and die. That's the real science. But see, they say, oh, no, there's new science out. Psaki said, that's why you've now got to wear a mask. And that's why the vaccines don't work, but they still work. You got to take them. Science is about asking questions, not having a scientific dictatorship of corporations bully and control all the real doctors and scientists, who, by the way, are saying the opposite of what they're saying. I'm saying what all the real scientists and experts and Nobel Prize winners are saying. All of them. It's crazy. I'm actually proud of the scientific community. But you have the globalists, the big corporations that have hijacked that community and are now taking over with a medical dictatorship, the world economy, and where we can go and what we can do, and locking us in our homes. If a foreign enemy came and took over the United States and then ordered us to stay in our homes at night, we wouldn't put up with that. But when the UN and the big corporations do it, in the name of this virus they cooked up, we do do it. You never get out of this type of control by bowing down. You only get out of it by saying no and rebuking it and exposing it. We either expose and prosecute the ringleaders of this, Bill Gates, Fauci, and others, or they're going to continue to expand this program. And that's the most important thing I'm going to say here today. Just like dominoes, we know what's coming next in their plan. And that's going to be new, even more hardcore viruses they're going to release to see if we'll stay in our homes and quietly die.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family. family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
To see if we'll stay in our homes and quietly die. It's going to be the third world collapsing because of the ongoing lockdowns that are now in place and the UN organizing hundreds of millions of people, which they say they're going to bring here to flood the United States and Europe as a political tool to bring us to our knees. It's going to mean contact tracers coming to your house, demanding to come in your home with armed police and then taking you away to emergency COVID centers, even if you've tested negative on their fraudulent machines. And yes, it means COVID camps for people who refuse the inoculation. It's being announced in the UK. It's being announced in Israel. It's being announced in Australia. And they're now even beginning to do it in places of Northern Europe. We shot a big report on that with witnesses yesterday. That's at band.video. So this thing just gets worse and worse and worse the more we submit. And each new stage of the program is completely obvious. Just like we told you they're going to blame the unvaccinated when the vaccine doesn't work. How did we say that over a year ago? Because we know the enemy plan. I'm going to shoot another report this afternoon that's going to detail what the world will look like in 2 years if we don't start turning the tide back now and saying no. So to all the legislatures and all the corporate owners who aren't globalists and everybody out there who thinks you're safe on the fence, you're not safe on the fence. You got to get off the fence now. This is a very cancerous, hardcore, authoritarian world government takeover plan that has been well thought out. But if you are awake to the plan and awake to how it operates, it's very easy to defeat if people simply, again, awaken and start resisting it in nonviolent ways. The problem is they're assaulting us physically with these deadly shots. They're violating our rights, trying to coerce us to take them. And so we do have a right to defend ourselves. And I'm not calling for violence right now. I'm just simply saying that, we are entering a wheelhouse where the gloves are off. I don't want any violence because they're probably going to stage false flags against themselves to make the whole medical tyranny group look like victims. That's why they've got in the new Homeland Security report put out 2 months ago by Biden that anyone that's against lockdowns is a terrorist. They're already branding us as terrorists as they kill us, as they poison us, as they lock us up, as they say we're not essential, as they rob us, as they implode us, as they impoverish us through economic and cultural warfare. So we have to be like Gandhi and Jesus Christ and Martin Luther King and point that out to the public and be peaceful. But also point out that once we take the government back, there will be trials, just like Nuremberg, for the individuals that did this, and they will pay. It's very important for the globalists to be uncomfortable. It's very important for them to know that they will be held accountable. It's very important for them to know that we're aware of their plan. The only way we can counter this evil is if you take action. You aren't just part of the equation. You are basically the entire equation. You know the old saying, if a tree falls in the forest and nobody's there to hear it, did it make a sound? It's up to you to take this report and get it out. This is a life and death situation. Things are deteriorating very, very fast. We've now confirmed that this is their most vicious takeover plan that they've launched. And all I can say is you better get right with God as well and take action while you still can.
They have never guessed the right flu virus for the mutation of what the main flu is the next year. And it's always a whole bunch of flus, dozens and dozens of them. And that it does nothing to protect you from the next flu if it's not the exact flu. That's why they were asked why they don't have a vaccine for the common cold. Because it's too varied. Because there's thousands of them. And because you have to get it exactly right. And viruses are always mutating. But you notice they're telling you they've got a vaccine. They want you willingly to go take whatever it is that's going to be in there. Now, Fauci has come out. If you just joined us, we're going to play the clip again first here in a moment. And said, hey, we're going to surveil people. We're going to cycle into other seasons. Next year, you won't be able to go out either. So they'll run into the middle of summer and then let you have a month or two and then clamp it back down. But there'll be special apps they're announcing. You'll be tracked. China was the model. They're going to roll it out like they just got these ideas, but it's all pre-planned by the Rockefeller Foundation, Bill and Melinda Gates, the tabletop exercises, predicting COVID-19 in November when it was already launched in China. I think all of you already instinctively know this is the big one. And if we fail this test, we're going to be ruled by the threat of unending invisible bio weapons. They're going to tighten down the restrictions, loosen them by the summer, and then release new strains immediately that aren't even as bad as the current strain. They'll say they're worse, fearmonger, and then clamp down even stronger. That's what they've done in Italy. It's what they've done in other areas where they've been beta testing, like Spain, and now moving towards Australia. So this is all formulaic. It's all heavily scripted, and we know their plan.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
And we are back here now live in the InfoWars world headquarters in Austin, Texas. And it's too bad we don't have a real legitimate media in this country that is able to get into the White House press gaggle every day and call all these hypocrisies and tyrannies to task on Jen Psaki other than Peter Ducey, who's, I mean, you know, Peter Ducey's good and he asks the questions, but he's not really that hardcore, but at least he's there. At least he's getting the questions in. And so naturally, you know, whoever's up there, whether it's Psaki or whoever they choose next, is going to be floundering and flipping and flopping around like a fish out of water on this, because there is no consistency. There's all kinds of illogic and mostly just lies. So here's Peter Ducey asking the one person in there who's not a Democrat activist, asking Psaki about all of this. And here she is trying her best to make sense of it.
Still, then why do vaccinated people need to put the masks back on?
Well, Peter, first of all, I would say again, just to go back to this chart, which I will handily point to again. If you are vaccinated, you can save your life. And I think the clear data shows that this pandemic is killing, is hospitalizing, is making people very sick who are not vaccinated. That could still continue to be the case, regardless of what the mask guidance looks like.
If the vaccines work, which this sign says that they do, then why do people who have had the vaccine need to now wear masks the same as people who have not had it?
Because the public health leaders in our administration have made the determination based on data that that is a way to make sure they're protected, their loved ones are protected, and that's an extra step given the transmissibility of the virus that people that they're advising people. Today they're changing their guidance, they're changing their advice to the American public, their public health advice, based on evolving data and an evolving historical guidance. That virus. That's exactly what they should be doing.
And what is your message to Americans who are feeling whiplash right now? Why should they trust the same group of health officials who just 2 months ago told them they don't have to wear a mask anymore inside?
Because our goal is to save their lives. And our responsibility and the responsibility of public health officials is to continue to provide updated guidance.
You know, it's funny. She never even answered Peter Ducey's question. Did you notice that? She never even answered the question. This White House is a joke, man. Oh, my gosh. What a monster. What a monster Jen Psaki is. The willing foot soldier, the willing voice box of the corrupted, bought and paid for New World Order White House. And Jen Psaki just sits there and tells lie after lie after lie, covers up for all the nonsensical, illogical, double standard, non-scientific BS that comes out of our politicians and our health officials' mouths. The vaccine works, but wear the mask. The vaccine works, but vaccinated people are spreading the disease. The vaccine works, but now you need to get 3 and 4 and 5 booster shots. And the average liberal out there, they know it's all a lie, and they don't even care. They just want to have an excuse to tell you to wear a mask and take a vaccine.
But I'll tell you who's got 5-star ratings when it comes to customer service. I'll tell you who built his network and infrastructure and has thousands of employees here in the United States and sources materials all over North America and from Africa as well, which he's proud of. That's where you get the good cotton and then they put it together here in the United States. And that is Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell is a patriot. Mike Lindell is fighting. He is bold, and he's got his products in stock, ready to ship to you.
When you use promo code Alex, you get the best specials they've got, up to 66% off with promo code Alex. Whether it's their entire line of sheets or human beds that are revolutionary and very, very popular, or animal beds for dogs and cats, or the great towels or the pillows that they're best known for. And he's done great. His people are great. They've really come through and taken us out of the red into the black. So thank you all for shopping at MyPillow.com, up to 66% off with promo code Alex.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You just see how this whole thing has been planned out well in advance. They always knew they'd bring back the mask mandate. They always knew they'd bring back the shutdown. They always knew that they would eventually force this vaccine, even though it's still experimental and in emergency use authorization right now, for a virus that has a 99.9% survivability rate. So we're not even in an emergency. We never were. The emergency is globalism. The emergency is one world government. The emergency is medical tyranny, not COVID. But let me just focus and see if I can't get through this stack of news so that you can know the truth about what's going on when it comes to the CDC, masks, and COVID. USA Today. New data suggests vaccinated individuals could have higher levels of virus and infect others amid the surging cases driven by the Delta variant of the coronavirus. The vaccinated people are the ones that created the Delta variant, and now anybody who's honestly looking into it knows that that's the truth. Biden lied, Fauci lied, everybody who said the vaccine protects you lied. CBS Sacramento. Higher COVID rate found in some counties with higher vaccination rates. Yep, but they're still saying now in California you have to have the COVID vaccine in order to do anything. Go to a restaurant, go to a bar, go to work. Doesn't matter, the vaccine is neither safe or effective. CDC director now says new data shows breakthrough cases in vaccinated people, and that those vaccinated people can spread as much of the virus as the unvaccinated, and in fact, they spread the virus more than the unvaccinated. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says new mask-wearing guidance and more vaccinations could halt rising coronavirus cases in a couple of weeks. In a couple of weeks, and the CDC announces vaccinated people must wear masks indoors. So there's your 2 weeks to stop the spread once again. We're still in the original 2 weeks to stop the spread. A year and a half later. What a joke. Ken Delanian from NBC reporting. New data suggests that fully vaccinated individuals are not just contracting COVID, but could be carrying higher levels of the virus than previously understood, facilitating spread. And then that's their excuse. So it's incredible. So any fair-minded person that doesn't understand what's going on just says, hey, wait a second, I'm vaccinated, why do I have to wear the mask again? So this is their excuse. Well, you have to wear the mask because vaccinated people are still spreading the disease and still getting sick. And then you would say, well, then if the vaccine doesn't work, why do I have to get it? They say, because you're in a deadly pandemic. So it's this just cycle of misinformation and propaganda that you can never escape until you choose to just leave and admit that it's nothing but lies and propaganda. CDC director, vaccine passports may very well be the path forward. That's forced vaccines, experimental vaccine, violation of the Nuremberg Code. And if we still believe in the Nuremberg Code, anybody who forces you to take an experimental injection is punishable by the death penalty. I don't know if we're still going off the Nuremberg Code or if we're deciding to be the Nazis now. You'd have to ask the CDC that. Maybe Peter Ducey will bring that up to Jen Psaki. More bots on Twitter. So remember last week we showed, or I may have even covered it yesterday too, how you had tens of thousands of bots on Twitter saying, we're being crushed by COVID. I just got out of the ICU. I just got out of the ER. It's nothing but COVID patients. We're all dying from COVID. Just tens of thousands of these bot accounts, some of them even with verified check marks, and they're some of them doctors too. Who knows if these are even real people? And so you know that that's when you know it's propaganda. That's when you know it's fake news. Twitter doesn't censor that, by the way. Now you have the latest fake news bot, thousands and thousands and thousands of tweets saying this exact same thing. Anti-vaccine rhetoric is dangerous. Vaccine hesitancy and refusal threaten public health and assault lawmakers and others and is otherwise unacceptable. Stop anti-vax violence. Hashtag vaccines work. So now you have tens of thousands of these tweets being sent out by bots. Total propaganda. Hey, if the vaccine is so safe and effective, why do you need to propagandize me into taking it? Hey, if it's such a deadly disease, why do you have to keep reminding me how dangerous it is? Why wouldn't I just know that from living my life? No, it's all lies. Facebook critics are protesting the company's handling of COVID-19 disinformation, even though they're censoring everybody. So, I mean, I don't know what you want them to do. It's not enough to just censor free speech. They want anybody who's reporting the truth about vaccines to die is what they really want. Because Facebook is already censoring it. So what do these people really want? They want you dead. Hey, we just want to protect your life. Wear a mask. Take a vaccine. But if you don't, well, I think you should die. That's your modern-day liberal. And so they're out in front of the Facebook office in D.C. with these body bags. And it says, Facebook disinfo kills. And that's right out of Biden's mouth, actually. He didn't know what he said at the time, but now it's this trend. So they have all these body bags. I'm curious, though. I'm curious if these activists with these body bags, wonder who funded all this. I'm curious, are they going to go outside of the CDC with the, how many body bags would they need now for the vaccine deaths? That would be a fun image. How about that? Because they're all about their protests and their images, right? And now they're doing the body bag treatment in front of Facebook. It's just so stupid. But these aren't smart people we're dealing with. They're brainwashed minions of the New World Order. They are minions of the devil, of Satan. So why don't we have somebody take, what is the number now, 12,000 that we know of? 12,000 body bags and put them in front of the White House and say, here's how many people died of the vaccine. Hey, you can still love the vaccine, but hey, let's have a little demonstration. Here's 12,000 body bags. These are all the people that died from the COVID vaccine. According to the Health and Human Services official website of Vaccine Adverse Reactions, VAERS, I've shown the charts. The numbers continue to go up because they keep making people take this vaccine. I mean, let's do it. Or maybe go in front of a CDC office or a World Health Organization office and just put 12,000 body bags out there, and that will properly illustrate how many people have died from the vaccine. They love their demonstration. They love their optics. Well, that can go both ways, couldn't it? So I'd love to see somebody. Of course, we don't have a big, you know, billionaire donor like George Soros, who probably paid for those body bags to go do this, or whoever it is. Why don't we have somebody take 12,000 body bags and put them outside of the White House or outside of a World Health Organization office or outside of a CDC office to illustrate how many people died from the COVID vaccine? And then Facebook would declare that misinformation and censor it. But that's not enough for the left, even though Facebook is engaged in censorship. They still say vaccine misinformation, disinformation kills. Not as much as the vaccine kills. Better Call Saul star gets COVID vaccine. That was a few months ago. And then, oh, Bob Odenkirk, who is the guy who got the COVID vaccine, hospitalized after collapsing on Better Call Saul set. So Bob Odenkirk gets the vaccine. A few weeks later, collapses on the set of his show. 100, I mean, what are the odds that that's from the vaccine, though? 100%? 99.9%? 99.8%, 98%. Yet another example, somebody gets the vaccine and then dies, or somebody gets the vaccine and then collapses. It's probably going to come out. He had a blood clot, just like 60% of the people that get the vaccine end up having blood clots.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is a big one right here, ladies and gentlemen. This is the dangerous one, and this is the one that tells you they do have the plan in place to go door-to-door with forced vaccines because they've already launched their safety net. Department of Justice declares COVID-19 vaccine mandates are legal. Now, again, this is not an FDA-approved vaccine. It is still in the trial process right now as we speak. It's only the only reason anybody's allowed to give you this vaccine is because of the Emergency Use Authorization Act, which has really there should be some sort of a limit on that. There should be some sort of a time base on that. There should be more standards on that. There's not. We were never in an emergency. But here's the self-fulfilling prophecy. They make a virus in a lab. They then release it on the world. They then use the media to scare the entire planet that this is the deadliest virus in world history. And then they get their emergency use authorization to give you this experimental vaccine. And so it doesn't matter if the virus is 99.9% survivable, which it is, and we have that data. They're still in the trial phase of this vaccine. They still have the emergency use authorization. That should have been revoked. That should have been removed. We're not in an emergency. But the big lie persists. And so now the Justice Department says it's legal to mandate vaccines. No, it's not. And now you have the most corrupt Justice Department in the history of America in direct violation of the Nuremberg Code. And so it's time for an investigation to be launched into the Department of Justice, into Merrick Garland, and it's time for Nuremberg Trials 2.0 to come out with the old Nuremberg Code as the backdrop, and everybody involved in these vaccines and mandating these vaccines needs to be brought in for trial and investigated. And if it's found they're in violation of the Nuremberg Code, then they should suffer the death penalty according to the Nuremberg Code. I didn't write the Nuremberg Code. I wasn't alive when the Nazis were experimenting with Jews and coercing them into medical experimentation without telling them. But the world decided that was a bad thing, had the Nuremberg trials, wrote the Nuremberg Code, said you cannot force anybody, you cannot coerce anybody, you cannot mandate anybody be a part of a medical experiment. And right now, that is what is happening in the world. That is what our government is doing to us. That is what the French government is trying to do. That is what all these corrupt governments are trying to do right now as we speak. Force you into a medical experiment known as the COVID-19 vaccine that is still in experimental phase, killing tens of thousands of people. And now the Department of Justice is in direct violation of the Nuremberg Code and should be treated as such. But again, that's not going to matter. We don't live in sane times. We don't have any justice anymore on this planet. It's one-sided justice. Whatever the globalists want to do, they do. Whatever the Democrat Party wants to do, they do. And so, yeah, this is an open-shut case. Everybody involved in forcing you to take a COVID-19 vaccine is direct violation of the Nuremberg Code. And according to the Nuremberg Code, that's punishable by death. That's not misinformation. That's just fact. But go ahead and write up your stories and talk about that being misinformation as more than 10,000 people die from this vaccine. The number will be over 20,000 by the end of the year. Who knows where that number will cap at once this is all said and done. We still don't know the long-term effects of this vaccine. Again, I just covered in the last segment an actor who got the vaccine a couple months ago just collapsed on his set, probably blood clots. So there's going to be a lot of people that aren't even getting the negative side effects yet because the ticking time bomb that is this experimental vaccine just hasn't blown up yet. But here's why this is significant. This just tells you, this is what the Justice Department has just told you. They know that all this, everything they're doing with this vaccine is totally illegal. Again, you have to invert everything the New World Order tells you. You have to invert everything the Biden administration tells you. You have to invert everything our politicians tell you right now. So when they say that it's legal to mandate vaccines, that means it's illegal, and they know it. So this is just cover, knowing that they're going to mandate these vaccines, hundreds of thousands of people are going to die from them, and now they're just going to say, well, yeah, you killed 100,000 people with these mandatory vaccines, and then the people that did it, whether it's politicians or doctors or whoever it is, they now have the cover, thanks to the Department of Justice, to say, well, it was legal, you can't sue me, I was trying to stop a pandemic. And they're hoping that there's no lawyers out there. They're hoping that the American people or the people of the world out there have no idea what the Nuremberg Code is and won't bring the Nuremberg Code up in this great debate of forced sterilization or forced death known as the COVID-19 vaccine. So they invert reality. And they say it's perfectly legal to mandate this experimental vaccine, even though it's not legal. It's in violation of the Nuremberg Code. It's in violation of just any basic medical ethics to force somebody to take an experimental vaccine when we know that it's killing people, when we know that if you've had COVID, you have the antibodies forever, when we know that if you've had COVID and you get the vaccine, it's even more deadly, when we know that for some age groups, the vaccine is already more deadly than COVID, now they've just written off they have the right to kill you with a vaccine. So the Department of Justice declares medical tyranny to be legal. Well, look, if the Department of Justice declares euthanization to be legal, if the Department of Justice says coerced euthanization is legal, does that mean it's legal? If the Department of Justice says murder is legal, does that make it legal? If the Department of Justice says you can rape somebody if you want, that's legal, does that make it legal? Of course not. But now they feel they have their safety net. So to me, this says they are not getting the approval from the FDA on the timetable they want, if ever. And so now they're pretending that the Department of Justice is the FDA, and they're saying, yep, you can mandate vaccines. So when they mandate them in California and they mandate them in New York and tens of thousands of people die from the vaccines, now they have their legal cover. They already have their legal cover with the secret vaccine courts. You can't sue vaccine manufacturers. And now they have their legal cover to say, well, the Department of Justice said that it's legal, so I'm just going to mandate these vaccines. And now you won't be able to sue me in court saying that it was illegal to do it. See, the Department of Justice is on my side. Totally illegal, totally corrupt. Everybody should be afraid of this. So that's where we're at there. Twitter censors the Nation of Islam for criticizing mRNA vaccines, but not for being anti-Semitic. You gotta love that. You just gotta love that. So the Nation of Islam can exist on Twitter and, you know, call for the death of all Jews and wipe Israel off the map and all that good stuff. But if they say something about the vaccines that Twitter doesn't like, then they get banned. Isn't that fun? And then the La Jolla Police Department, apparently months behind InfoWars, they don't even know what's going on in their own city. That should shock you if you're in La Jolla that your police are that inept. But that's just the truth. La Jolla police say hotel is housing migrants with COVID-19 that have been released by Border Patrol, and they say they had no idea it was going on. How can the La Jolla police have no idea this is going on when InfoWars broke this news months ago and I was on the ground in the southern border in the Rio Grande Valley? I mean, how many hotels did we go to that were filled up with COVID-positive people that were released by Border Patrol? 5, 6, 7, 8. I mean, we lost count. There were so many. We were following the buses all around town, filling up hotels, entire hotels, with COVID-19 positive illegal immigrants that had been released. And remember, we would go to these hotels, and the hotel owner would come out and threaten me and get in my face and threaten me and then called the police on me. And think about that. That's how big of a joke this is. I went to these hotels. I covered that these were all COVID-positive patients in the hotels released by Border Patrol, and the owners of the hotels called the police on me, and they still didn't know what was going on. Did they not believe me? Did they think I was making it up? I mean, literally, the cops would come, and I'd say, officer, these are all illegal immigrants. They've all tested positive for COVID, and they've all been released by Border Patrol. What are you doing here looking at me? So even though InfoWars told the police this was going on, they still didn't believe us. But now I guess they believe it since they've seen it for themselves.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.